Hi. It's been a while since I've done one of these. I recorded a JOI on my previous account, and I had a lot of fun with it, and it felt really natural. And I think that I came up with some stuff that was original and fun for those who listened to it. Maybe I'll repost it sometime, but I really wanted to try it again, so here we go. Sorry, I'm a little giddy. I'm trying to. Okay, I need to get to like a sensual place. Okay, so before I start yapping, I want you to get like a little bit set up over there. So you're gonna need maybe like a couple supplies. First, I want you to get somewhere comfortable. This time is yours to enjoy however you like, but I want you to put away your screen and either dim or shut off the lights, maybe light a candle, crack a window, get a comfy pillow, that sort of thing. Just make sure that you're somewhere where you won't be interrupted or disturbed or distracted. And I may suggest that you move a little bit with me. So I think you should lay flat with your head on a pillow, a little bit of space on either side of you. Just lay on your bed. I'm laying on my bed right now. And I'm still dressed, or at least partially dressed. And so, I mean, if you're already naked, that's all right. But if you aren't undressed yet, make sure that you're wearing something comfortable. I'll tell you what I'm wearing in a sec, and I think you're really gonna like it. Actually, no. I want you to guess. If you looked at my post, there is a post that I made a couple weeks ago where I asked you to choose black or white. And I want to know which one you think that I picked to be wearing when I recorded this. You can go peek right now if you want, but okay, after that, no more screens, mister. Anyway, so have a comfy spot. Have like a glass of water nearby. And if you like to use it, have a bottle of your favorite lube nearby. You might need it. And I think that's it. So feel free to pause this and get yourself situated. And if you want to gather your things while I yap, then that's okay too. So I wanted to start by telling you a little bit about my day yesterday. Yesterday, for some reason, I was feeling a little slutty. I don't really know what got into me, but I just kind of woke up feeling it, and I had this thing to go to, this kind of like party thing, and it was fun, and I was looking forward to celebrating with my friends, but it's one of these things that's kind of like long and drawn out, and I knew that I was going to be there for a while. So I got dressed and I was feeling playful and I thought about it and I was like, I haven't played with my plug for a little while. And I've been meaning to, I just haven't really had the right occasion for it. And not that this was like the right occasion, not at all. But I was looking at myself in the mirror and I mean, I think you would have liked what I was wearing that day. But anyways, I went and I got my plug. And I put some lube into my palm and then I rubbed it all over the plug. And then I pulled one of my ass cheeks to the side. And at first, I just like rubbed the tip against my asshole. And then I pressed it in. And I just kind of took a couple moments to notice and enjoy the sensation of feeling filled. And I thought about a lot of things, but I had to go. So I gathered all my stuff and then I like looked in the mirror and turned around to make sure that it was just gonna be like my slutty little secret. And I got in the car and I left for the thing. Ah, that was good. And I kept it in for the whole time. Until I got home, that is. I actually took a picture of it. my plug in my ass just before I took it out. Maybe I'll post it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just keep it hidden in my little secret folder on my phone along with all the other dirty photos that I take for you. So anyways, that was my day yesterday. And today, I want to keep that same energy up, so I thought I would do this for you. I'm going to get naked for you now. And I'd like it if you got naked for me. Take your time and just enjoy the sensation of your skin being gradually exposed to the room. And if you want to close your eyes and imagine that I'm watching you, I think that would be really hot. Like, maybe I'm out on a walk and I see you through your window and I stop. And I look only like semi-hoping that you wouldn't notice. I think that would be a lot of fun if I could just watch you get undressed. So, I just pulled off my panties. And I think you would really like seeing me take off my little white bralette and see the way that my breasts look when they relax and settle. And there goes the mystery about what I was wearing. I chose the white one. I kind of wanted you to know anyways. Okay, let's start. Go ahead and put a generous amount of lube in your hand. And while I've been talking, I've been kind of teasing myself over my panties. I'm already really wet. Sometimes I play with lube, but I think you could probably guess that sometimes I really don't need it because I've been chatting with you about my day yesterday and I'm thinking about you listening to me and taking off your clothes and getting hard to the sound of my voice, and that me on. So go ahead and spread the lube around your shaft and then put your thumb against your head and just slowly, individually tap each one of your fingers on that sensitive part where your head meets your shaft. Kind of like you're counting, like 1, 2, 3. And then repeat that again. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I apologize if you can hear my tummy grumbling. Keep doing that for a little bit. With each touch, firmly, intentionally touch, and you can drag your finger a little bit as you take it off to get ready for the next one. But I really want to tease you a little, and I want to make sure that you're nice and hard. So keep doing that, baby. Don't stroke yet. Just tease your head and listen to the sound of me sucking a finger into my mouth. And I'm teasing my slit. I'm not pushing my fingers in just yet, and I haven't really started rubbing my clit. I'm just teasing my wetness and sort of spreading it around with my fingers and building a little bit of anticipation while I'm imagining you listening to me with your eyes closed, touching your cock for me. And on that note, I think I deserve a little bit more, so I'm slowly drawing my middle finger up my slit. And I'm just collecting a little bit of my wetness. And I'm gonna rub it in slow, teasing circles around my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Go ahead and wrap your hand around your shaft. The base and squeeze it really tight. I want to want you to open your eyes and look at the texture and the veins of your cock. And think about what it would be like for the lips of my cunt to be slowly, achingly slowly, slide down each and every bit of you. Keep holding it, Daddy. And close your eyes again. And listen to me tease myself for you. To take one really slow stroke all the way up to the top of your cock, and then when your head passes through your palm, let it go. Do that for me, and then take the base in your hand again and repeat that motion a few times. Grab it all the way at the base and squeeze it so fucking tight, because my pussy is really tight and really, really wet right now. And I want you to know exactly what that feels like. Okay. Do that once more. And then you're welcome to stroke however you want. My only ask is that with each and every stroke, you imagine that it's my pussy sliding up and down your cock. Okay, Daddy. I'm tucking my knees into my chest. Oh, I knew that was gonna happen. And I have one arm, like, hugging them into my body. And I'm imagining that it's your hands holding me in this position. And I just turned on one of my newer toys. It's my clit sucker. And it feels so fucking good. Get kind of distracted when I'm playing with this toy, because it's like just feels like you've got it feels like you're closing your lips over my cunt right now and sucking my little clit. Look, I'm gonna turn it up one more. And I wish I could hold this against my clit while you thrust into me as hard as you fucking can. Oh, I want that so bad, baby. I want to feel your thighs slamming into my ass cheeks while I torture my needy, swollen clit until you come inside of me. But then you don't stop. You just keep going and pulling all the way out and then pushing back into me so that your cum drips out of me. Oh, fuck. I told you this thing kind of creeps up on me. I'm nowhere near done this JOI, but I really. definitely gonna come. Keep stroking, baby. Keep stroking. Oh, fuck. Keep stroking, but don't come yet. Don't come yet. But don't stop stroking. Just listen to the sound. Just listen to that sound of your sweet girl coming for you, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh my God. Sneaks up on me. I hope that you're still playing with your cock for me. And if you're getting closer, you right at the edge, loosen your grip, but don't slow down. Oh my God. You can even take a few fingers off if you need to, or play with your head if that feels good. I just want you to feel good. I want to know what you're doing with your other hand right now. Because I want you to take your ring finger and your middle finger, and I want you to press them into that place right between your balls and your ass and just massage it. Press hard. Don't be gentle. Wrap your index finger and your thumb around under your balls and around the bottom of your shaft, and while you're stroking, just massage that spot. And maybe apply pressure with your thumb so that your cock gets extra stiff and sensitive. And listen to me playing with my clit. While I imagine you all excited for me. Okay. And I feel like... I really need to get fucked right now, baby. I really want to feel your cock, just like the way that you're playing with it. Sometimes when a guy is thrusting into me, I'll wrap my hand around his shaft so it feels like I'm stroking him. And then he can only get like the top part of his cock inside me. That feels like such a fun tease. I feel like it really focuses on the sensation of, and I feel like it really focuses. My cat is in the window. She's going after like a bug. Oh my God. Okay. So. I think you should wrap one hand around the base of your cock and then stroke the top part with your other hand. I want you to do that. And I've been teasing the outside of my cunt and spreading my wetness around while I've been touching myself. But I really want to feel filled by you, so I'm going to press my fingers into myself. Rather than just tell you to go faster or something like that, I want you to listen to the sound of my fingers going in and out of my pussy. And I want you to match my pace, okay? Use your grip to control your edge. But I want you to stroke at exactly the pace that I'm fucking my slutty little cunt with my fingers for you. Mark. I'm ready to come again. Yeah. I think I'm ready to come again. And I want you to come with me this time. So fucking badly. So go back to the position that I told you before. Where you're gripping your base and massaging the skin between your balls and your ass. And get close for me. Get close. And if you need to squeeze harder, if you need to go lighter, faster, slower, that's okay, baby. I love that. I love that my voice does that to you. I really want us to come together, okay? Okay. I'm gonna count us both down. And when I get to one, or maybe like zero, I want you to come. Oh, fuck. Fuck, okay, ready? Five. Stroke to the pace of me fucking myself with my fingers, baby. Think about how hard you're about to shoot your cum inside of me. Do you want that? Do you want to breed me with your sticky, thick cum? Four. Or maybe you want to pull it out and let me finish with you in my hand so that you can fuck. So that you can. Three, shoot all of your cum onto my cunt and my thighs and some on my tummy. Keep stroking your cock at the pace that my fingers are going in and out. Oh, two, I really want that. I really want it. I want to feel your cum on my body. Oh, I'm so close, baby. Are you close? We're gonna come, okay? Get ready. Get ready to come all over me. Oh, fuck. What? I'm almost there. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come. Stop stroking until you're completely empty. Okay. Fuck. Oh, that felt really good. How are you doing over there? Don't clean up just yet. Be still for a while, okay? Stretch your arms out to either side of your body. And lay your arms down with your palms facing up. And sink into the surface that you're lying on. You can listen to me talk for just a bit. And even a bit after. Just lie still for a bit and let your body settle and relax. Take a few deep breaths. And if you want, just let yourself drift to sleep. Or if it's morning there, then get up and start your day. But before you go, drink some water and take some time to relax with me. I really enjoyed this. I really, really enjoyed this. And while I was coming both times, I was thinking about the fantasy that I was describing, but I was also thinking about you over there playing along with me and getting off to the sound of my fantasy and my voice. I'd really like to hear how this was for you. My DMs are turned off, but I still love chatting and flirting and fantasizing with you in the comments, so if you want to tell me how you listened, how you set your scene, how you played, or how you came, I would really love to hear that. That would be fun. You should do that. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now, or good night, or good morning. And thank you for playing with me. Whatever time it is there, I hope you have a really wonderful day. Bye.